it to himself or herself over and over again, whether the statements are true or false, they become that person. It's a fact to them, and they act or they do not act according to their beliefs. So the caliber of information that you allow to enter your mind is going to determine how much prosperity you'll have in your life, how much you'll give yourself permission for, how much you think you're worth. So watch those thoughts and know that you have the ability to reprogram your computer. And I have to tell you, repetition works. Repetition is the mother of learning. If you are conscious of what you're saying to yourself, then you can program your unlimited potential to anything that you're willing to pay the price for by dreaming big. You've got to watch your thoughts and know that you do have the ability to reprogram your computer from anything that's been put in your past. I'll share with you a personal story. As a farmer's daughter in Chuckytuck, Virginia, growing up, one of my parents' favorite sayings was something like, when my ship comes in, I'll be at the bus station. And, you know, as a kid, I thought that was funny. I didn't realize the poverty consciousness that went on in my family. You know, my parents were farmers and, you know, they did the best that they could. But, you know, sometimes there was judgment against people who had money or people who had nice cars or fancy houses or fancy clothes or jewelry. You know, there would be little subtle negative comments. And my mother used to say on a regular basis things like, well, you know, that's just a waste. And when I became an adult and went into sales, I had to spend some time rooting out and acknowledging that this was garbage in, garbage out in my brain. That if I wanted a nice car and all of a sudden I found myself having insecure feelings of, well, do I really deserve that? Or should I spend the money on that? Or things like that. There's a lot of old programming rolling around in your brain that sometimes is just outdated, obsolete information that's just not true. And as I look back on that, I know that a lot of that old programming inhibited my ability to dream big. Because, you know, if you ever had that feeling of who am I to think I can do that, that's really old programming. Children are possibility thinkers, and I do want you to be a possibility thinker. I want you to understand that this is your life, this is your world. We don't want to suffer through life. We want to celebrate that we have the ability to overcome any circumstances, any negativity, and that there is a seed of a possibility and potential in all difficult situations. And as I talked about at the first part of this program, that seed of possibility is your opening to create new things, that you have to let the old go to create the new. And if you're one of those people who feels very uncomfortable about that, that's just the way reality is going to be. You can, you know, you don't have to have a crystal ball here to see that right now life is changing at a rate that we could have never experienced before. The internet has changed the way we do business. Life is just going at a fast pace, and it requires us to utilize our energy in a way and our mindset in a way that allows us to take advantage of things. Before we end our program, I would also like to remind you, not only as a homework assignment to catch yourself the way that you talk, I want you to revel in the things that you've done well. You might want to take a little bit of time and pat yourself on the back on how many successes you have in life. I am amazed at how often that we're always aiming for the next mountaintop to conquer, and we never look back in our life and pat ourselves on the back for all the mountaintops we've already conquered. So part of prosperity is to really understand that you do have what it takes, that you are creative, that people want to do business with people who are excited, enthusiastic, who are optimistic about the future. And that's your job, your real homework job this month. Is I want you to be an optimist. And there are going to be those pessimists out there and say you're not realistic. But since you create your reality, I can tell you, optimistic people in the long run create a lot more prosperity than pessimistic people, because pessimistic people only are willing to see what's wrong, where optimistic people are willing to see the possibilities. And that's what life is really about, is in this whole millionaire smarts. This is what makes people millionaires. They use their brains, their mindsets, in ways to be at the right place at the right time, offering the right products and services to the right customers. And I would like to encourage each and every one of you to please go to the Millionaire Smarts membership site. And all you have to do is go to miltier.com, M-I-L-T-E-E-R, top of the page, put in your code for the month. You're going to find the four reports that will go with this presentation. You're going to find a transcript. And by the way, transcripts are very important. You should share this information with your children, your teenage children. I mean, as young as, you know, 8 or 10 years old, step up to the plate and share this information with your loved ones, your staff. Show the people that you really care, you know, a new way of thinking. Don't let them get caught in this web of deception that, you know, everything is terrible. It's not. There's always opportunities, and you know, walk out in the morning and see the sun and the bright spots in life and realize what you focus on expands. We also have a great deal of other coaches that are on our membership site, from Dan Kennedy to Barbara Hemphill. And you want to go download those reports. You certainly should be keeping yourself a notebook, downloading these reports. And they're all done in categories. And since we're going to be focused on prosperity for a while, you know, create this notebook of prosperity for yourself. So if you find yourself unresourceful one day and not feeling very good, look, I've done all the work for you. I've read all these hundreds of books on prosperity, and I'm giving you the highlights. So then you can just review the reports. Or when you first get up in the morning, review the reports or the transcript, and set the tone for the day of today is going to be a fabulous day. So this is Lee Milton here telling you that life is going to be great. It is going to be what you decide it's going to be. I want you to take back your power, folks. Do not let anybody ruin your day. Focus on what you want. Steady your mind towards that. Inundate yourself with positive information and go for your dreams. Our next report will be Prosperity 3, and we're going to continue this series because this can change your life in a way that you cannot imagine. When you focus on prosperity, it manifests in your life. And the last words I'm going to leave you with today are, your point of power in this lifetime is this very second. So to change your life, change your mind, and go for it. Thanks a lot, folks. This is Lee Miltier signing off. Bye-bye. Talk to you next month.